This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
No, there is no depth there. There is no depth.
Yes. Sweet fun. Fade Brad returns tomorrow for the play-ins.
Very exciting. Looks ready. He's like, okay, let's go with this thing.
I'm ready.
The hottest segment in sports radio last year. What are you talking about? John missed a ton. He got some of it on the phone, I guess, but he was away from the heat that was your losing record that we flipped to winning.
Well, in the first round against the Thunder, I am not taking the Grizzlies against the Thunder. I'm going to go with the Thunder.
We want you to go with your Brad gut and intellect. NBA intellect and your game casts.
Poor.
I can't wait to hear those injury reports again.
Mm-hmm.
It was hot stuff. You got yourself some music and an intro, right? You
still
got the old intro?
Absolutely. If there anybody who'd like to sponsor,
we need to get this thing sponsored because it made money.
If you're listening, you have a small business and you'd like to spend a few $100, we'll sponsor it. We'll talk to Scott. We'll put it together for Jason and John.
Let our betting expert speak on this real quick as it takes us out. John, speak to the edge that Brad was in gambling last year, that fading Brad was. If you could speak to it just from the expert better point of view.
I mean, I remember for the beginning part of the segment, he was hitting at a 30% rate. Which means if you were obviously fading him, you were hitting on 70% of your bets. Now he did kind of over the course of the long playoffs.
He cooled off.
I heat up a little bit, which meant cool.
I think basically what he did was he latched on to the Celtics every time they played. And that helped him quite a bit. But again, I think if you faded him, you made 9 units in the playoffs, which is like insane.
Yeah, dude. We still ended up on top, well on top, even after Brad had cooled off. This thing,
9 units is insane.
We had a large sample. This wasn't a week or two of the playoffs here, dude. We did the whole dang thing, and he was phenomenal.
It was like 60 games or something like
that. Well, I'll pull the numbers back up for tomorrow when we reintroduce this thing. You just be ready, but get yourself a good night of sleep.
Get some losers.
We're going to need to make some money in these playoffs. Doesn't look like Grizzlies will be involved. John says no chance.
No chance. Cancun, fishing. Okay. All right, we'll come back. We had a huge NIL decision over the weekend and a fallout potentially that could change college football. There's no question about that. Memphis got a commit over the weekend. Familiar name, familiar face. Lots more to come. Stick around, Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN. All the headlines from Jason and John. You know what I'm saying, Jason?
Yes.
That's what we do on this segment.
Give it to them in the midday, John.
Okay. So the story that I thought was biggest over the weekend was the decision from Tennessee to let Nico Iamaliava walk. Obviously, it broke over the weekend that I guess we talked about it on Friday that he was going to hold out. He wanted more money. He wanted $4 million a year. He'd agreed to about 2 point something. And he looked at the deals that Carson Beck signed. He looked at the deals that my guy at Duke signed, Darian Mensa. And he said, I need more. Well, Tennessee said, hey, man, that's the deal you guys agreed to. Like, we agreed to this deal. Like, this is the deal. Nico said, I am going to hold out. And so basically he threatened to put his name in the portal unless he was paid $4 million. And Tennessee said, cool, go ahead. go to the portal. And that's what happened. Tennessee did not pay him. They did not give him a raise. He has since entered the portal. Somebody's going to give him a deal. Somebody's going to pay him. But I thought it was a big moment for Tennessee and for college athletics that they did not budge here. They did not cave. Because had they done that, Jason, I honestly feel like every player in America would have gone to get their deals redone immediately. I don't know. On some level, I do think there should be a free market. But on the other hand, the way it works in the real world is when you sign a contract, it's your contract. You don't get to go in a year later and say, hey, I want more money, unless you have a chance to leave, and which Nico Iamaliava did, and Tennessee said, that's fine, you can go. I think I'm laying this out. I don't know. I'm kind of under the weather, but basically Tennessee did not blink, and they said, if you want to leave, you can leave, and we'll find something else. And so that's where we're at. Nico Iamaliava is in the transfer portal, and Tennessee needs a quarterback, Jason.
Yeah. The fact is Nico hadn't earned it. He can look at those other deals. You know, he hadn't earned more. And he was getting 2.4, was making $2.4 million on the contract that was reported $8 million when he signed it, according to ESPN. You know, he started getting money when he was in high school, so that the value of this thing is essentially closer to $10 million. Now, that's according to ESPN. Pretty good deal. You thought it was a good deal when you're in high school when you started getting the money. And listen, if this stuff, and I don't know how true it was, and I'm reading from Chris Lowe's story, but you hear too that Nico, you know, as they make the college football playoff, okay, well, you know, I made a deal that was based on playing regular season games, right? I want more if we're in a college football playoff. And if Nico and other guys are already doing that, right? If at every turn, Nico and his agent wanted more from the Vols, whether it was last year in a college football playoff or now this year after you just threw for, what, 2,600 yards? And I tell you, too, now I'm not going to sit up here and act like, you know, Nico had a great offensive line last year, like that wasn't an issue. Offensive line was a big issue in terms of that kid got knocked around. John talked about it. First thing we said about Nico, tough. But he isn't some pure passer. He isn't he hasn't earned this into this idea that, oh, we got to have you, right? Our whole existence right now and maybe future depends on you. He's not Arch, you know what I'm saying, that you got to hold on to no matter what. It doesn't. He hasn't been that. He hasn't looked like a guy that's going to become that. And so Tennessee had I think we talked about this last week, John, and we came at least on this side of the table. I think you were with me. I think Tennessee's got to stand pat here. Now, that was before, you know, you hear about last year, and maybe some of that's Tennessee's side about Nico wanting more for college football playoff or whatever else. But my point is, I'm not going on with that dude. What happens when I'm 8-0 this year and all of a sudden he doesn't like the deal that we just put him on? He wants some more because he's off to a hot start and we look like we might be in the thick of it for the college football playoff. Him and his agent are going to want more at that point. You move on from these guys, particularly when they're not superstars. And, you figure out what you got to do for a season. I was reading about some of the, you know, the guys that they've got in camp. They'll figure it out, whether they go get somebody else or do it with the guys that they've got. And maybe for a year, you know, this sets you back. But I think ultimately, John, you gain by putting your foot down, whether it was Nico coming in. We talked about it last week. That's why we said Tennessee shouldn't do this. You're opening up Pandora's box. You're going to have everybody in your locker room, guy leading tackles, think he thinks he deserves more. Everybody in your locker room is going to say, well, they gave him more. So let me go in this office, and I'll hold them to that. I want my bag too. So they had to put their foot down, and maybe as a result, we're talking about precedent and sort of this first idea of a college holdout, and how it, you know, maybe in that way they have set a precedent to where at least some schools, if you're not, look, there's one way to do this. If you're 5-star and you're that dude, they're going to pay you. You're going to get it. But if you're in Nico's boat, there has to be a line drawn. I'm with Heupel, man. There'll be great players. You know, there were great ones before Nico. There were great coaches before Heupel. There'll be great ones after. The program lives on, so you don't stop things for a dude of his talent. I think it was the right move by Tennessee.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were watching that situation very closely, right, around the country.
Now, they said, you know, it's been reported that Oregon, they reached out to Oregon, and Oregon said no. They're, you know, prior to spring practice – according to this low story that they reached out to Oregon. According to the conference rules, you can't transfer within conference, right? You can't go to another SEC school. So I'd ask you, you know, depending upon what he gets here, and maybe it's somebody's telling me Belichick, North Carolina. But my point is, he's got to be careful here. Because, sure, you might get a better payday, but if you had a chance with Tennessee, you know, this year with their offense and knowing Heupel, and they've been committed to you the whole time, man. They played you. You know what I'm saying? When it was your turn, you got your turn. They haven't done you wrong. And so my point is, you could be leaving a good situation for you from a talent standpoint, from a platform standpoint, college football playoff, you know, for the quick payoff now that might hurt you down the road, you know, in another program. Where maybe the talent isn't as good, or that scheme doesn't work for you. You got to figure all that out, or you just, you know, fall off completely. I'm just saying, he may at some point regret this decision to shake things up. Bro, you had a $10 million deal when you add it all up. It wasn't eight. It's a pretty good deal, especially the fact you've been getting it since high school.
Yeah. So I have no problem with the way that Tennessee handled it. I think they handled it as well as you could have, honestly, given the circumstances. And I know a lot of people around the country are happy that they didn't cave, because, you know, it saved a bunch of schools some money. So, yeah, we'll see where he winds up. But Tennessee's going to be looking for a new starting quarterback, and I think they just kind of made their choice after he didn't show up on Friday. They said, if that's what's more important to you than this team, then, you know, we'll go somewhere else. So, there you have it. Tennessee's going to be in the market for a new quarterback.
John, I'm going to let you get to the Tigers news in terms of what happened out of the transfer portal. Before we do that, we talked Grizzlies. We talked about where we all are sort of going into tomorrow's game against Golden State. We realized that the winner there goes on to play Houston as the 7 seed. You'll play number 2 Houston. Loser will then host Sacramento or Dallas for a chance to be the 8 seed and take on OKC. What we did not talk about, or at least much about, were the other matchups that are currently set. John, you got another call there? There he is. There we have whatever that is. Lakers-Timberwolves becomes a very interesting series because of what transpired on Sunday's. Timberwolves moved they moved up to 6, and they're out of the play and will take on a Lakers team at number 3 that's certainly been much improved since the trade deadline. I love that series just in terms of intrigue. I think there's a couple of them. We discussed Nuggets-Clippers. And the reasons why, in terms of with Kawhi, how well they're playing. You just saw James Harden has had a wonderful season and play huge for them in overtime and a big win against Golden State. Also in the East, John, I think Knicks-Pistons is going to be a heck of a series. Now, typically in these East sides, you know, Pacers-Bucks, some would throw that 4-5 matchup at you, tell you this one. I'm not interested. But I am interested in this upstart Pistons team and then a Knicks team that has, it's been fantastic offensively this year. And it is, I guess, healthy now. You got Brunson back. Dude, defensively, they got questions. And this Pistons team doesn't know any better. And so I just think, you know, whether maybe it's 6, you know, maybe it's even 5, but there are some fireworks. But I, in terms of the Eastern Conference Series, I like that one. And then I think you got 2 really interesting ones already set in terms of Nuggets, Clippers, Lakers, Timberwolves. John, if I'm just asking you gut feeling on those 3 series, I'm assuming you'd take Knicks coming through. Forget how many games that go. I'm assuming that. If I'm wrong, you can tell me. But on Lakers, Timberwolves, and Nuggets, Clippers, what's your gut tell you on who's coming out of those?
You know, it's hard for me to fade Anthony Edwards, you know. But I just don't know how – I don't know how the Lakers lose a 7-game series. I don't see it. I think that one's going to be very competitive, though. I mean, I can see it going 7 for sure. Mm-hmm. And then Clippers Nuggets.
Yep.
Again, like the shot making that the Clippers showed yesterday just feels like it's going to be a huge problem for Denver.
Is there a world where they roll Denver and win in like 5 games? Or Jokic to go.
Yeah, I don't know. When's the last time he lost a series in 5? But has he lost one in 5? Maybe last year.
No, and I would suspect high level effort. We could tell that Michael Malone clearly must have been wearing on him because he seems to have a joy since Malone's gone. So I'm with you that you will get best Jokic. This isn't some team that's in complete disarray or anything like that. Looked like they were ready for the change. They got the kind of some of it looked like the bump that you kind of get when you get that old voice out of there that, you know, we were wondering about with Grizzlies there early. Grizzlies did have immediately tough competition right off the bat.
21-22, they lost in five.
Mm. Yeah.
To the Warriors.
Dude, I mean, dude, if Aaron Gordon's not hitting shots, because let me tell you this, Michael Porter Jr., that dude, I know we give Bane hell, or some of us do around here. How about Michael Porter Jr., what he's making for what he gives them some nights?
No, I mean, he's been very bad, too.
Sometimes, dude, just doesn't, he's not even out, he's nothing, he's invisible, might as well be invisible out there. That guy, I don't have his numbers in front of me, man, but sometimes he's not even a factor. Feels like, hey, you know, they're big three, if it is one, him, Aaron, and Jokic, right? But some nights, dude, he's out there, but he ain't out there. He's most inconsistent. He'd drive me crazy if I was a Nuggets fan.
Oh, I'm sure
been
he
waiting
does,
for him so. To turn the corner for a while, you know, try to become, you know, all-star. If I talk myself into, oh, this guy, I'm going to become an all-star, not even close. I don't think, I mean, does he not have the drive, John? That family's been through so much, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. But no, I mean, I don't know. I don't have a great feel on that series because it's like the Nuggets have just been underwhelming, you know, in many parts of the season. How much of a, you know, new lease on life do you really give them? I don't know.
Okay.
So I don't know. I feel Lakers. I feel confident in a very close series, and then, you know, I guess I'd have to say Clippers, but I don't feel good about it.
Okay, and then of course you've got Knicks at some point in that series, and whether you think it's competitive or not. Let me ask you this, John, no chance, Martin. Should the Grizzlies somehow, I mean just by God's will, win tomorrow night and they get the Rockets, how many games does that series go? Can you handle that one for us?
I mean, it's probably a six-game series.
Hmm. Ja wins a couple of them with big performances.
Sure, yeah.
Did we get the word slash grenade bomb? Are we having fun?
Yeah, we'll have some fun with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they're a very good team. I realize that they have, you know, kind of stumbled into the postseason here, but they're a very good team.
Yeah, I really realize this is a conversation you don't want to have. It's not. Yeah, happening.
I mean, it's a tough spot for me, man, because I just don't really, you know, it's like asking, you know, it's like asking an atheist what he thinks about God. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep.
I don't believe. So why are you asking me?
Ime versus Isalo.
Yeah, I mean,
is it an upgrade from Ime versus Taylor?
Not really.
Okay.
Not really. I don't think
you're right.
There's
it's incomplete. We don't know enough. There's not enough of a sample size to say whether it's an upgrade, right? You do have Ja playing really well under him. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Well, Ja's going to be, hopefully we'll dunk on Fred VanVleet, you know, in a six-game series that we lose.
Yeah, you got,
but
well,
will
you
never
you
happen
you
in the
tomorrow.
First place.
You got to win tomorrow.
Right.
Got to win tomorrow.
And there is no chance.
No skipping steps. No there, skipping steps at all.
There you go. There you go.
Big day tomorrow for this franchise. Most important game in franchise history.
Way to bottom line it.
Tigers got on the board again over the weekend.
Hey!
Ashton Hardaway, come on down, brother.
Hello!
That's what they call a Marfo. When you leave a school and then you go back, it's called a Marfo.
I feel like this is just what we need. Because
you
won't have to pay him.
No, you will not have to pay him. And the only problem is I just don't know.
Give him an allowance. Right? Dad gives him an allowance. Now, it ain't going to be your kind of allowance. It's going to be a crazy allowance from a millionaire, Dad. But you don't have to. This is what we need to pay PJ, right, John?
Well, yes and no.
Players like him need more Hardaways.
It's. I mean, they still got another. Like, is he starting for you? Like, probably not.
Well.
Like you,
it depends.
If he's starting for you, it's probably an issue.
TBD. Didn't he? What? Now, wasn't he around? I can't remember. I don't have 40. Didn't he shoot 40% for a stretch, or was that just one game? I want to tell you, he had a big game his freshman year against a power opponent. He had some shots.
It was Michigan. Who sucked.
They ended up being sorry. But, again, he brings at least a shot with him. This is not.
Yeah.
He can be useful for you. And certainly whatever the role is, John, sixth man, starter, whatever it is, I think he can be useful for you. More importantly, he's useful for you on the roster as you're picking out, I got to pay this guy this, I got to pay this guy this. Oh, I don't have to pay him anything because I'm his dad. I can just give him an allowance. We can take care of him, right? Or we'll tell him he's getting $200,000, but that one's is really from daddy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this one's easy. This makes all the sense in the world. Kid didn't play at St. Mary's. Right, you saw more of him than I did because you love that St. Mary's team all year long. My understanding is he didn't play much. Come on home for free, essentially.
Yeah, I mean, from that perspective, it's definitely worthwhile.
Yeah, that's why it works. Fits.
Because you don't have to spend any money, and if he's a rotation guy like you said, or even a starter, like whatever you get from him is just gravy because he's not costing anything. So. Yes, but does it make you be able to get PJ Haggerty? Probably not. I mean, because I'm not even like, how many they only have one guaranteed starter right now. It feels like to me, and Quante Berry. That's it. Like they still have to get three more guys, and I'm not even sure. Like, I mean, I haven't seen them linked to a guy that, you know. I mean, again, we talked about the money, man. The money's a problem. You know, I mean, they just got left behind this offseason. It's just the truth. And so, I don't know, man. It's not looking great on that front. I got to be honest.
There you go.
I mean, I mean, again, I know everybody's like, oh, you know, but like, this is just the reality. Like, this is just the truth.
Is there anything in your life that brings you joy right now? Or I'm just making sure there are still things that fill your life with joy.
Not Memphis sports related, no.
No, we get it, man. We get it. You're down, you know.
I mean, I don't think it's a great time. I don't think it's a great time right now for Memphis sports. I think it's kind of a dreary time.
Y'all, we got to get John to draft next week and get him Ashton Gentry or something before this guy jumps off of a cliff.
Yeah, I mean. What would you say has the brightest future of Memphis at Memphis Sports? The Showboats?
The brightest future is a future, John, that you don't want to hear about. A future that you would say, no. You turn that off. They lost again.
Sorry about that.
Them fools had four chances from the two they get in.
That was awful.
And then this 4th and 12th crap, I'm done with it. I'm done trying to understand. I'm done with how sorry they are. No, the no chance I'm talking about, and you're right, Showboats winning, no chance.
They're 0-4.
The no chance I'm talking about is the chance of this future. It's one John gives none. It's a future with Memphis football led by the right man leading this athletic department into the promised land in a blown up, a new blown-up world in 2030, John, and we're building toward it right now, and we're holding to new account, right, a new accountability level for Ryan Silverfield and that program as we make this shift you don't want us to make, but it's going to happen. There's something.
Again, a lot of moving.
Now, we're losing players. Xavier Hill, we lost. He was going to be key for us. I think we knew we were going to lose one of those quarterbacks. I'm not worried about that, right? No, was the third string. The kid from last year. I don't worry about him. That happens in every quarterback room in the spring. Guy leaves out. We're used to that. But, listen, you know, there's a building over there, a new building you're going to have. Now, Brad's not believing it because he's coming from his condescending Bulldogs perch, his SEC perch. So I can't even look at him.
A home game against Arkansas next year. That's going to be sold out.
Bro, that thing can be good.
There's 30,000 seats.
In a building that you own. It's 30 that you own, John. There's 18 of them in FedEx Forum. You don't own none of them, as some of my boys would say back. You don't own any of them. None of them. 30,000 to you. 30,000 not to the city. 30,000 that are yours. That's everything about it is yours now. And so you want to capitalize on that in a way you've always wanted to, but it much more than ever now because it's yours. You got to put something in there. Frankly, let's be real, because this conference is so bad, you won 10, 11 games the last 2 years. Let's be good with the level of investment. Replace Boise State as best thing out of Group of Five. And then when the doors open, you've got a face that looks more like the ones that they let in, right? A football program leading the way. Still, they're going to have to make concession. You're a small market. Everything they've kept you out for, your diversity, you're a small market. They're going to let you in if you got a hot football program that's been great for the last 5 to 6 years because it didn't let a head coach just win meaningless games and keep his job and just say, meh. No, you took advantage of your position on ESPN. You maximized. You got in a college football playoff before then because you've still got a seat at the table. I could paint a picture on Memphis football. You know why, John? Because you're invested. You're going to win the AAC. You should. You should be winning it every dang year, dude. So, and you need to going into that new building. You want them butts and seats in those newly renovated seats. And don't put what the Showboat's been putting out there.
Brian, you said they're 0-4?
Yeah, they haven't won a game yet. I think it's 0-3. It's 3. Yeah, it's 3 losses.
Bro, we've been in the last 2 weeks ago, dude threw a pick six. We were driving with a chance to tie or win.
Yeah.
And then this week, I don't even know why I'm tuning in. I said Showboats in a group text to John, no response.
Yeah.
So you already knew the outcome because you're John No Chance Martin. And you were right, dude. They lost again.
Mm-hmm.
I feel the worst for Steve Macy.
Yeah.
Because he has to sell it.
Mm. Oof. That's a tough one.
You ever tried to sell doo-doo? Not going to have any buyers. Now Barron didn't like us talking about that. Didn't like us talking about feces. Right?
Yeah.
It's not.
Well, you're not really helping him. You're not really.
But he's in New Orleans now, and that's what Steve Macy's having to do on a weekly basis. That's hard. That's the hardest job.
Well, why don't you help him out a little bit and just talk about how good the product is?
I bring it up every week.
Hey, if I'm going glass half full here, I mean, you're 1 point away from getting them Renegades this past weekend. You still have Michigan.
Bro, that we are officially the weakest link in the UFL. That team, what was it, the Rough Riders?
Yeah, the Roughnecks.
Rough Riders.
It's the Roughnecks. You sound like
a
porno.
They lost. They had not won a game since last year.
Slaw, yeah.
Lost 20 in a row or something.
Yeah.
And we lost to them.
Your coach has been having personal issues, though. He had to sit out for a while. He didn't get a full camp. I mean, there's some stuff going on.
Wizen Hunt.
Yeah, the Wiz.
We respect everything he's got going on in his personal life.
Yeah.
What hasn't changed is the product. They were still running his system when he was gone.
Yeah.
Now, this is something I'm down with John. I'm down the dumps on.
I think tomorrow's night wins.
Get him out.
Grizzlies winning, they turn this whole negative Nelly thing around for us. I think that's what's going to happen.
Don't do it, Brad. Don't put that false sunshine on John. He doesn't want it. He's in the sick closet. He doesn't want any sun.
No, that's sun. Right. I am in the sick closet.
No optimism in that room.
The only thing that can bring me out is the Grizzlies winning.
This dude doesn't feel good about Penny because we don't have enough NIL to compete nationally. He doesn't feel good about changing the face to football. Because historically, we've not been that. Grizzlies have no chance ever. They're going to be maxed out, essentially, it sounds like, on guys who can't get them there.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Showboats, we know where John is. He's where we are.
Yeah.
A blind man. Ray Charles could see that.
Right.
So, literally, for you, there is nothing.
I mostly agree with that.
Were you excited about Rory winning the career Grand Slam?
Again, not local. Brad, and we're trying to find John.
But he might be here in August for the FedEx St. Jude Championship.
Yeah, we'll get to a respect worker for Rory. Because I know you white men are happy for him, aren't you? I'm happy for him.
I was pretty ambivalent. I enjoyed watching it.
No, the way he broke down and cried. Right? Into tears after the last shot.
I would have cried if he would have lost it because he almost choked that Joker away. We can get into it.
He tried. Double bogey, triple bogey, double bogey, whatever it is. All those. He tried. But they again, it was his time to complete the Grand Slam. Yeah. John, we're going to find something for you to pick you up, you know, even if it's just, you know, working with the two of us every day, bro, and how blessed you are.
I'm, you know, no, again, I'm blessed beyond middays. That's absolutely right. That's what keeps me going. Okay. So, but I mean, honestly, yeah, like it's just facts. Like the NIL situation in Memphis for basketball is bad. Like it was good / great a year ago, and now it's bad or average. It's average.
Well, if you keep not it's having, to, you know, if you keep,
it's tough to go from being great to average, though.
We're not going
to
keep PJ, is what you're saying, is what I hear.
Well, I think this is a very important discussion. He's not in the portal. How many days are left beforehand? If he is going to transfer, you have to be in there while you can get your deals done. And John has explained this to us.
Yeah.
Not getting in terms of finding out what you can get. If you are going to transfer, at some point you have to get in.
Yeah.
And there's what John would know this better than me. What, 7-8 days, and so far not in.
Wow.
So this could be, you know, very mm-hmm. critical stuff if he doesn't at some point go in. Now, he could jump in day four and ends. And then all this whole conversation is put. But we've made a point the entire time that PJ hasn't gotten in. Mm-hmm. He still isn't in, at least to my knowledge. To John's knowledge, John would have already told us. And so if he was going to transfer, you have to jump.
You're running out of time to enter the portal.
Don't you see? They're going to give him the whole damn thing. If they have to,
mm-hmm.
and I'm exaggerating, but I'm not, right. Essentially, they're going to give him basically the whole budget. It's a second-team AP All-American. You don't let those dudes walk, and we'll go get Ashton, and we'll barely pay, and we'll piece this thing together.
I don't know if that's a good strategy.
As best as possible. Does it hold up, and is it nationally competitive? Who knows? But that's the only strategy they've got right now, because to John's point, everybody else has more now. You have essentially, you know, yeah, half of what some of these good programs have, and they're going after the guys you want. You're reserving a ton of it for PJ, so you can't save a ton on the side for these other guys. It's got to be pieces if you're going to pay this PJ. If you're going to pay PJ this much, that's why I asked Parth on Friday. John was here. Is there a point where it's not worth it? It's not the same with Tennessee, but sort of the same. And you decide, you know what? We can't cross this line because we got to put a team together that can, as John said, compete nationally. That is still our aim and our goal. Is it going to cost us too much for PJ to even put 4, 5, 6 competent pieces around him? You know, and I'm assuming no Dane, but we'll see. Maybe, you know, they're holding out hope. Maybe that waiver, maybe it goes the way, you know, everybody else says his case is, it doesn't. It's not even as good as DeAndre's was, and DeAndre didn't get his. But maybe he'll get it, and maybe that's a different way. But you don't have any choice, John. You're going to have to give him the whole thing, and you got to piece it together. You get your son back. I think that it speaks to this is the plan. Because I don't have to guarantee Ashton $1 million right now, $600,000, $700,000, like I'm having to do with these other guys who are asking me, how much can you pay me? Because, frankly, I got to get this thing with PJ done first. It's going to take the majority of what I have. So Ashton's perfect. Yeah, I know he can shoot. I saw it against Michigan. So that's the road they're going down. We'll see if you can, again, can you go 10-3 against the likes of a non-conference schedule like you had last year? I can't imagine this year's is going to be fourth toughest, but can you do it again with throwing this thing back together like that? I'm not sure. I have my doubt. That's hard, man. That's hard to do, even if you got PJ back in the middle of it.
Yeah. I mean, keeping a second team All-American, you know, there are worse things, though, right? I mean,
no, 100%, yeah. Dude. I'm with you. These guys don't come around, like we said, they don't grow on trees, man. And you saw, like, this dude, that's the other thing. If he was just a scorer, if this was just David Jones, that, you know, score, but there were chemistry questions, about building around him, maybe it's a little bit different. But, you know, with PJ, he's going to do the dirty work, too. Guy's going to lead you in rebounding some nights. Like, so you know the kind of player. The dude's a winner. You put him on a winner, and he became a winner, right? And so I'm with you, John. You don't let those guys walk. That's what Penny's doing. He's reserving the bulk of it for PJ, it looks like. Now, what that number ends up being and how much you got left is what's going to be really interesting, you know, what the rest of the guys
are doing. I haven't checked on it.
How can you know what you've got left if you haven't paid the man yet? You
know? Yeah. No, it's true. It's true. But for now, Ashton Hardaway is your latest addition to the 2025 Memphis basketball roster, and we'll see where it goes from here.
How about this, John? Want to see if you have any issue with this. Mikal Bridges has the fourth longest consecutive games to start a career in NBA history. The names on that list, you probably wouldn't be able to guess. In terms of who started, right, consecutive games, never was out. On Sunday, he checks in, essentially, you know, 6-7 seconds, fouls. But he gets the start so that he can continue the record. It was something he did as well, I think, 2 years ago to keep the streak going. Now, Tibbs says it's a tribute to him. You know, you checked him in for the 6-7, you fouls, he gets out. And he's technically, we say he's started. Now, he hadn't done a dang thing, right, except commit a foul. But he gets the start to keep the streak going. Tibbs is all about it. Says, of course, we're going to allow him to do this because the guy's always there. He's always, you know, he's always here. Mikhail's in practice. He's giving us maximum effort. We want to keep this streak going for him. We're saving him for our interesting series, Jason Smith says, against the Detroit Pistons. So, of course, we're not going to play. Of course, this is a okay thing, right? And something we're fine with in the league now. Happens all the time. In fact, he did it 2-3 years ago. Do you have any problem, or do you think Red Kerr or Jack Twyman or Terry Tyler, the three guys on the list, have any problem with the way they're going about it, that you don't have them out there for a game? Because there are some in the sports world, I don't think I'm among them. Believe me, I didn't say all that to try to make that case. There are some in the sports world that think that this is, you know, cheating a streak. This ain't Cal Ripken. You know, Iron Man, all those consecutive starts, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And to him, clearly he holds this important. Otherwise, you just sit out the game like the rest of the starters did. Right? He wants the record, but is it in a way tainted at all, I would ask you?
I don't know. I say no because it's like one game. You know, it's like he didn't do that for the majority of them, right? Like, it's like the last regular season game of the season. It didn't mean anything to anybody. Like, their season's locked in.
Right.
I don't really have a problem with it. I know people are going to say it's cheap, and they're right. I mean, it is cheap, but I mean, 98% of his games are actual, like.
Exactly.
You know, I don't have an issue.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. If you did this the last 5 or 6 or something in an effort to preserve him because he'd be, that's a different story. But you're talking about the last regular season game for a couple of years now and a guy who is always there. That's why I can't in the end come down on this and be – Greeny was trying to get people to flip on this. Greeny really has a – because Greeny watched Michael Jordan in a meaningless game score 44 points. Didn't have to be out there. And what he's got to come to grips with is the league's change, bro. And he knows that, and it's ultimately why he had to sort of back down, because everybody he sort of presented in front of – isn't this a deal where you're kind of like we made it? Isn't it a little tainted? You know, everybody that he tried to put that in front of him said, no, Greeny, it's today. And the guy's always there, just like you said, John. Like, he's there every single night. And so for the, you know, 99.8% of this streak is real. And so that's it. And we realize why they're doing it, too, with just this last one not mattering. It. That's more of a, right, a situational deal because of the playoffs and where you are, your seeds are, you're already set. So you get why they're pulling them off. But Greeny's got to come to grips with Mikal Bridges ain't got to go out there and score 44 for you to prove he's an Iron Man. Guy already is. League's different now. We know that. Man, you could apply the whole NBA's, you know, not, you know, Jordan got bumped around, he'd get knocked out of the air. League's soft now. You could do, it takes you off. It's a different era, man. And so, no, guys don't have to do that anymore. Mikal Bridges. Dude, I'd love to have Mikal Bridges, having started all 556 of them, having played for the Grizzlies. What are we talking about? Not giving that night off, too. Got no problem with it. This felt like one where you're trying to make a discussion where there really isn't much. I don't think most have an issue with it. Sounds
yeah,
like
I don't. No, I'm here. I just don't. I think it's so rare, you know.
He's going for it, though.
Like, I appreciate it, you know. I just appreciate the fact that, you know, there's still guys out here that value playing in all these games, you know, like that it means something to them to do that. I think Jalen Wells is that guy, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if he had not gotten hurt, he was going to play all 82, you know.
No, SGA seems to be that dude. It's good to have superstars that are doing it too, right? Young superstars, yeah, is my point, so maybe you change the – you know, the way we've done business here the last few. You got young guys who want to be out there. It means something to them to be out there, you know, 82 games if they can be. Hopefully that's the way the NBA is going. It needs it, quite frankly.
There was the 82-game club. Did you see that list?
No, I didn't see it.
Hold on. I'm going to pull it up. I mean, it's like, it's kind of crazy how few there are.
Oh, really?
Yeah. All right, ready?
No,
these are guys that played every game this year.
Oh, this year. Okay, yeah, go.
Chris Paul. How about that?
Wow.
Surprises me.
Jalen Green.
I like that. I like him.
Nikhil Alexander Walker.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Canadian, right?
Yep. Mikal Bridges.
Okay.
Buddy Hield.
Is it from the Bahamas?
Harrison Barnes.
Harrison, okay.
Jared Allen.
I'm trying to find a common theme among these guys. Jared Allen.
Jane McDaniels.
Jared Allen, you said is soft. You said he didn't like to play. You said he took the shot. Well, he didn't want to take the shot.
Yeah, when he gets hurt, he doesn't, you know, he's very holistic.
Well,
he just gave you,
that's right, he gave you 82. Yeah. Who was after Jared Allen?
Jane McDaniels, Minnesota.
Okay.
Julian Pani.
Yep.
And then Malik Beasley and Bub Carrington.
That's a short list. Short list.
Yeah.
Some young guys on that list, though.
There were definitely more last year.
Yeah. Man, keep playing every game, Jalen Green. Respect.
No Grizzlies.
Come on, you knew that. Jalen was our only hope. He was the only guy that played in every game before he was out. He started 74, but he had played in every game.
He would have been the one.
He was the one. He was the one that could have done it.
Yep.
I can't. Who was the last Grizzly to play in 82 games? There's your trivia question.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I think it's Ross Wooden on that one. Now, he don't want to pay attention to that because he's trying to figure out. He's packing his bag. John says season's over. He's getting ready for Cancun. So he's not going to answer you.
Harrison Barnes, Buddy Hield, Mikal Bridges, and Jalen Green, and Nikhil Alexander Walker have played 82 for 2 years in a row.
Damn. Oh,
that's impressive. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, Bridges hasn't missed a game. That is the point. You're going to have Bridges on every list. 556.
I don't think I would have guessed that Buddy Hield was an 82-game guy.
Y'all aren't going to like the answer to the last Grizzly.
You have it?
I have it here according to StatMuse. It was in 2017 and 18. Who was it?
Oh, my goodness.
Mike?
Mike was the year of 13-14. Good answer. He was the last this person. Good,
I can't even
good
believe
job on John getting the guy before the guy.
Mike Miller.
No, but who was the guy after Mike, the last to do it in 17-18?
I was talking about Mike Conley, but it was Mike Miller.
Miller did it in 13-14.
I could tell he thought you were referring to Mike Miller just from Brad's face. I think we all did.
Yeah, Miller did it in 13-14.
Mike Conley.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
But Miller, no, but you said Miller did it, though.
Miller did it. He was the 23rd Grizzly to do it in 13-14. M. Miller.
Well, let's go with John's first guess, though. That it was Mike Conley. Is that the most recent?
It is not Mike Conley. This, again, from StatMuse. I just pulled this up on a Google search.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wasn't 17-18 the year of, like, the invalids, like, where, like, everybody got hurt?
So there's no Ja on the roster 17. At that point, right? It'd have been the year before.
Kyle
Ja was 19 draft.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle.
A hint, he will be potentially facing the Grizzlies in the playoffs.
What in the world?
Dylan Brooks?
Dylan, the villain, is correct. John Martin. Dylan Brooks.
I'm embarrassed I didn't get that.
82 for Dylan Brooks.
What a soldier he was.
Mm-hmm.
He used to be a
still
soldier.
Still soldiering against us now.
I'm starting not to blame him anymore.
Mm. Yeah, maybe we were wrong about that. Of course, you need a new start sometimes to freshen up how you look.
Yeah, and when you get a man coach like he's got, you want to fall in behind that general, that brigadier general, whatever you call him.
Exactly.
Yeah, you just made us more depressed, Brad.
I'm sorry about that.
Now, John already down, ready to jump off Black Rock.
I didn't mean to do that.
Thanks a lot, buddy. Nobody plays 82 anymore.
Not with the Grizzlies.
Nobody does around the league. I mean, it's not just the Grizzlies.
Lamar Stevens couldn't even do it if he had a chance. That man got broke up.
He was balling out yesterday.
Who will be the next Grizzly to play 82? Will it be Jalen Wells?
Edie.
He's sure. No. Come on, bro, dude. You can't continue to be the number one program director in the country if you're going to say Zach Edey going to play 82 next year. You think that big man ain't going to roll an ankle at some point?
I know his usage is going to be high.
No, you're right. You wouldn't think Jalen Wills got a good start based on what we think next year. He's your top candidate to go 82.
Jalen Wills is the right answer.
Man, he was rolling there.
Yeah, Jalen Wills.
Is Jalen the answer, John? We can finish this.
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
Or Bane. Bane is capable if you let him play. He's capable.
He always has like those various injuries, though. He's always got like something going on.
His muscles be getting sore. Mm-hmm. Then, yeah. You know, so.
Yeah. So, all right, we'll come back. We got Respect Burgers 1 o'clock. Jeff Coggins at 125. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.5 ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Leaders Credit Union is here for you, 929 listeners. They're here for John and myself, as well as our great studio sponsor, and they're here for you and the 70,000-plus members they've got that are already part of the Leaders Credit Union family. What you need to know is that as a credit union, they're not-for-profit financial institution, but it means it's fully owned by you, not a bank that just operates trying to get a profit for itself. And so when the profit is for you, well, how is that used? It's used to get you better rates. It's used to get you better technology, and you'll absolutely love their state-of-the-art technology. It's an app I use almost daily with little Chris as he watches his Future Leaders savings account grow. We're a part of that family. Leaders want you to be too. You can visit leaderscu.com/ESPN to get all the information. You mention ESPN when you go into one of their branches, 92.9 FM ESPN, that you heard the ad on the radio, and they'll knock off that membership fee. They're looking to get you out there. Come be part of the family. Got HELOCs available, those home equity lines of credit, rates as low as 6.99% on those. You want to do that home renovation project but don't have the necessary cash on hand. HELOC can be a great way to go. Grow in your financial wellness with Leaders. It's federally insured by NCUA, and Leaders is your financial champion.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.